Nepal teeters on the edge of instability after a bombing. Native American youth have a chance to hear about Christ, and Bible translation hits a landmark. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A bombing in Nepal's capital city highlights the nation's instability and tension as a deadline nears. In May, the Constituent Assembly is supposed to be ready with a draft constitution. As instability is predicted, Gospel for Asia's Danny Puno says,
I don't think anyone benefits from violence because it causes discontent on everyone's side. If the country goes into a strike and everything shuts down, more people get hurt. Every side loses.
There was concern that Christians were being overlooked. Those fears were heightened with anti-conversion language in the penal codes. However, Puno says,
what you find is that the church at large are no more looked at as an outside group. They are looked at as part of the country and beneficial for the country.
Punos wants you to pray for a smooth transition.
It does make it harder to be able to do ministry just for the fact that there's a lot of fear and there's a lot of tension in the entire country. And so the call is for us to just pray and ask God to give wisdom.
Next, Boko Haram has issued a stern warning. They're planning a war on Christians in the next few weeks in Nigeria. According to a Christian Aid Mission partner there, the group will launch a number of attacks, coordinated and part of a plan to eradicate Christians from certain parts of the country. Some wonder if it will come with Easter. One leader suggests that his ministry will never be forced underground, saying that would kill mission work in Nigeria. However, the leader says they will strategize wisely. You're listening to Mission Network News. Well, today is a chance to celebrate half of the world. It's International Women's Day. India Partners' Donna Glass explains the purpose of the day.
It's a day to recognize the contribution that women throughout the world have made to society. And we think we'd make a particular focus on how many women in the developing nations are not honored in the way that they are in the developed nations.
India Partners, of course, is focusing on the strong women of India.
In India, just being a female puts you at risk. If a husband is dissatisfied with his wife for any reason, he can actually literally set fire to his wife.
India Partners gives these brave women options. They provide health care, they assist with job training, and give women a way to leave the commercial sex trade. Many women are coming to Christ as a result. Celebrate with India Partners today at our website. Next, it was 20 years ago this month that God began speaking in the heart of Ron Hutchcraft to reach Native American youth. High suicide, drug, and alcohol rates saddened him. Now God's using his ministry to break gospel-hardened hearts through On Eagle's wings. In about 100 days, Native American Christians will share Christ on 10 to 12 reservations. However, funding is needed. Your gift will help send one of these amazing young people to represent Jesus. Our website will point you the way. And the Seed Company has hit a milestone. It recently began its 800th Bible translation project. Pat Andrews says,
the 800th language is actually a cluster of languages in Australia. It's called the Arnhem Land Aboriginal Partnership.
Even more exciting than the hundreds this project will reach with the gospel, the pace of getting the word translated is increasing daily.
Just 6 months ago, we entered into our 700th language, and just in 6 months later, now we're in number 800. So we're at the pace of our ability to partner and to help people do Bible translation is, you know, it's accelerating and growing, which is pretty exciting.
The faster the better. There are still 2,000 languages worldwide that don't have the written scriptures.
But of the 2,000 languages, about 1,500 languages have 10,000 speakers or less.
Some even have as few as 100 speakers. God's word is getting out. Become part of the work at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. 95% of the people in North Africa and the Middle East will never personally meet a Christian. Join HCGAB Global on a journey of hope by praying for them and win a trip to Israel. Get your free 31-day prayer calendar to help pray for them, but also find the link to the free trip to Israel contest. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.